This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. Why are universities across the country becoming closed to religion? We'll talk about it today on Jay Sekulow Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
It was originally a non-discrimination policy that within the student handbook included within it protection for religious association. Out of nowhere, with no warning or no public statement, it was revealed that they eliminated the protection for freedom of religious association from the student handbook and decided that they were then going to start implementing a non-discrimination policy that they claimed was in place all along.
But what Vanderbilt is saying with this policy is that they don't recognize the value of having organizations who want to support students in their religious convictions. If we're really an organization with religious beliefs, it's not only important but necessary that our leaders share those beliefs.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I actually asked the provost point blank at the town hall meeting that was held earlier this year, where is the common sense in this policy? How does this work? He rhetorically asked me, well, Palmer, do you bring faith into every aspect of your life? And I said yes, and he told me I was wrong.
I know religion too.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to the broadcast, a special edition of Jay Sekulow Live in the Jordan Sekulow Show, talking about the war on religious organizations happening at Vanderbilt University. Now, it's not just at Vanderbilt. It's happened at about 60 other schools. We'll talk to our senior counsel, David French, from the American Center for Law and Justice, who's been working with organizations at Vanderbilt. But it's become prominent there because Vanderbilt's a prominent university. It's considered an elite university in the United States, and they have changed their guidelines, their club and organization guidelines, so where a religious organization cannot have only people who believe in its faith as leaders. So you could have an atheist take over a Christian group and then disband the organization because you can't, they say, discriminate on the basis of religion. But in our mind, this non-discrimination clause is really discriminatory against religious groups. Here's why. The Catholic student group has already left campus. 11 other Christian groups have reapplied, but they may be denied access. The Catholic group who left had to take Vanderbilt out of their name, even out of their organization name, for their Catholic student group. We need to take a stand here because it's not just happening at Vanderbilt. And don't think, you know, because I know some people are, well, hey, isn't Vanderbilt a private university? They can kind of do what they want. Not when you get $300 a year, $300 million a year from the federal government, you and me, taxpayer dollars to do research grants. Not when you get millions of dollars from the state of Tennessee to do research, to do work for education. You can't do that and just implement your own rules which discriminate against these religious organizations. We want you to take a stand. The students are speaking out. If you go to aclj.org, you can see a video on campus of Vanderbilt University with students who are speaking out and taking a stance, alumni who are taking out, alumni who are speaking up and taking a stand. I want you to call now, 877-989-2255. Now, we'll get into all the details. What happened here? Why is it happening? Where else is it happening across the country? What can you do about it? How do we fight back? Call now, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. But you can call now, 877-989-2255. All these battles are important. Why? Because it has this unbelievable effect on, of course, Christian student organizations at Vanderbilt. But this is about all religious organizations. I think the Muslim student group should be able to have Muslim leadership, and they shouldn't have a Christian leader. I think a Jewish student group should be able to have a Jewish student leader. And I think that goes for every other religion you can think of, and the atheist as well. I mean, why should a Christian be running the secular students group? Shouldn't it just be secular students? And why should that even be an issue? No one is saying you can't attend. Of course, all these groups would like people to attend to hear their viewpoint. This is about whether or not you can lead the organization. And Vanderbilt says, no, if 100 atheists want to join a group with 50 people in it and then elect themselves and then disband the group, they could do that under the current policy. We need to take a stand to protect a religious association. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. I do think it's a very important issue that we all need to take a stand about, because it's not just in Vanderbilt. It's happening across the country. It's happening everywhere. Let these organizations have religious leaders from their own faith groups. Call now, 877-989-2255. We'll be right back.
But I'm not the only one.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. A college campus should be a place where all students are accepted and their religious beliefs respected. Unfortunately, that's not how Vanderbilt University is treating a Christian student group. Vanderbilt has instituted a policy that requires religious student groups to accept leaders who may not share their faith or may even be opposed to their faith. The school is requiring Christian groups to be open even to atheist leadership. And what's worse, the school has outrageously compared these Christian groups to segregationists. The ACLJ is mobilized and is advising Christian student groups at Vanderbilt, concerned parents, and alumni. We need your voice in support of their religious liberty. It's time that Vanderbilt put a halt to this behavior and reverse this discriminatory policy immediately. Sign on to our petition for students' religious rights. Tell Vanderbilt University that discrimination against student groups is unacceptable. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live, folks. We're taking your phone calls 1-800-684-3110. Tell you about this. Really, it's called a non-discrimination policy. It really is a discrimination policy of Vanderbilt University for all religious groups. I said in the beginning of the show, we were going to the break, standing with the Christian groups, but you're talking about all of the religious groups. I mean, I don't think the Jewish group should be taken over by people who don't share, who don't practice Judaism. I don't think people should take over the Muslim group if you're not a Muslim. I don't think you should be able to take over any of the groups if you don't share in their core beliefs. I mean, that's why they had a protection for religious association. They deleted that from the student handbook now. You've got 11 clubs and organizations who have reapplied to Vanderbilt but could likely be kicked off campus or be forced to decide to coalesce to this policy. One has already left, the Catholic student group. Got a video up at aclj.org from students. You can hear from them talking about this. I think, folks, we're going to take your phone calls right now. But to understand the severity of it, I've played this soundbite on Jay Sekulow Live. I want to play it for you again, back-to-back, bite 6 and 7, which is basically, we'll play 6, 7, and 8. It's Palmer Williams, who's a law student at Vanderbilt University. I want you to listen to these, because she's been involved. She went to the town hall meeting there to talk to the provost. She's in the video at aclj.org. Take a listen to those bites.
I actually asked the provost point blank at the town hall meeting that was held earlier this year, where is the common sense in this policy? How does this work? He rhetorically asked me, well, Palmer, do you bring faith into every aspect of your life? And I said yes, and he told me I was wrong. I think that there's a tone at Vanderbilt that if you do bring faith into every aspect of your life, you're not welcome here. And that's what makes me very sad. They preach that they are tolerant and that this policy is to end discrimination, when in fact this policy is directly discriminating on my right to be a religious person and to take that into all aspects of my life. Now they're saying anyone can come in and take over an organization and disband it because they don't like the organization.
Folks, I want you to take a stand here. As you heard from Palmer Williams, you heard from students on campus. I want you to watch the video at aclj.org. Understand this is happening across the country, not just at Vanderbilt, but they are getting a lot of national attention. We're working with organizations on campus there. Our legal team is. We want you to call now and stand with the students, the organizations, and the alumni of Vanderbilt fighting this. 877-989-2255. That's 877 877-
989-2255. Let's go right to the phones. Benjamin calling in from Nevada on line one. Benjamin, welcome to the Jordan Sekulow Show.
Yeah, I'm just curious as far as Vanderbilt's admittance policy, and wouldn't this same rule apply to them? Because I'm pretty sure in order to get into Vanderbilt, they have some strict criteria that students must adhere to before they will.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, they are a private university, but they get state funding, lots of it, federal funding, $300 million a year from us, from all of us around the country, because they do research, they do things that are good, and it's an elite university. But like you said, it's an elite university, so they've got very strict criteria, Benjamin, and of course you have to meet certain standards to get into Vanderbilt. And that'll be from a whole host of your application, how you did on the various tests, the admissions test, what you did in high school, what clubs and organizations, what you did in your community. All of that applies to the college admissions process and gets tougher and tougher. The more elite the school is, the more applicants they get. But here they're telling the religious groups, no, you can't have any decision in that when it comes to your club leadership, organization leadership. Fraternities and sororities, Benjamin, they got fully exempted. So they discriminate right away on the basis of sex. And then, of course, to decide in secret who gets in and who doesn't get in. And I have no problem with that, but you should be allowing religious organizations to do the same thing. And they used to at Vanderbilt. Now they've changed the policy. Let's take a stand with the students there, with the alumni, with the organizations, with all of the different religious groups. Call 877-989-2255. We are working on this matter. It is not over just because they're a private university. They don't get to just do this. We complain about it. They've got state funding at issue, federal funding at issue. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Mike's calling in from Maine on line two. Mike, welcome to the Jordan Sekulow Show.
Hey, thank you, Jordan. My question is this. There are so many of these kind of attacks on the faith. If you were to walk the cat backward, where would you find the...
Sure. Yeah, I think it starts with political correctness. So it starts with the ACLU-type groups, but it's gotten more and more extreme. So we've gotten to the Freedom From Religion Foundation going after this now. 91-year-old cross in Rhode Island that is there for World War I veterans. That's being attacked now, Mike, and it's because you've gone from the ACLU and people telling you that, well, promoting your religious beliefs, that's discriminatory, that's not right, that's unconstitutional, it violates the separation of church and state, it's intimidating people, and so we can't do that in public. And that's gotten to the point now where you've got very much more activist groups, even than the ACLU, who are not just, I guess, selling the mindset and telling you to believe this in the act of, you know, in the political correctness, but they're actually, making threats and I think in higher education especially, they've gotten people to buy into their beliefs. And their belief is religion should not be, you shouldn't have these exemptions or protections for religious association, even though the First Amendment's very clear on that. Instead, you just have to treat religion like everything else, or don't allow it at all. In fact, everything else gets treated differently than religion. So fraternities and sororities, they can do what they want. They're exempted. Other groups and organizations, obviously a no religious exemption issue doesn't apply to them. But what you're saying is, I want you to understand this, folks, because this mindset has crept in. If you take a group over, like a group of atheist students, take it over, they can vote to disband the organization that could have been there for, 50 years, longer, with a very active student group, but maybe not the size who can compete with some activist groups. It's just stupid. It doesn't make any logical sense who is going to want to lead a religious organization that doesn't believe in that religious faith, and why should they be allowed to do so? Why can't they start their own organization or group that does coincide with their religious or lack of religious belief? No one's saying they can't do that at Vanderbilt. I want you to understand, you want to start your atheist group or a different kind of religious group, go right ahead. File the paperwork. Do it. Lead it. Get people there. But why do you need to be able to take over someone else's group? Tell me that. It just doesn't make sense. Arlene, I think she agrees with me, calling in from New York on line five. Arlene, welcome to the Jordan Sekulow Show.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Arlene.
I couldn't believe what I've heard. It sounds totally ridiculous. Don't they even know sociology 101? The reason for a group is that there's a number of people have certain shared beliefs, interests, goals in common, and they band together so they can share and you know, work within that framework. So it's, you know, it's almost like saying the captain of the football team has to be a pitcher on the baseball team.
It doesn't make any sense at all, Arlene. I think you're absolutely right. That's why I want people to take a stand. Thank you for your phone call. I think everything you said is right. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Nell is calling in from Florida on line 4, Vanderbilt alumni, alumnus. Nell, welcome to the Jordan Sekulow Show.
Hi, Jordan. Thanks for taking my call. I was very involved on the Christian faith there. Very big community 26 years ago. I have a daughter there now. There's a big... The campus is really changing, and I think it's the new leadership. The new chancellor has brought in this this new culture on the campus. But my main concern is there's a definition of leadership for these Christian groups, and I've seen an email from other alumni saying that what the chancellor and what the university wants to do is take out faith in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Christ.
Absolutely right. That's what you're right. David French, who's our senior counsel, is working on the matter with a number of organizations there now. That is something he's talked about, is that they are taking out the requirement that you have faith in Jesus Christ to lead some of the Christian groups on campus.
They're not going after, you know, faith in the Torah or faith in Allah, nothing else. In fact, there's Muslim groups have, you know, free speech and have even stood up and said on film that it's that one guy that it's okay for homosexuals to be killed. He believes that's true. That's fine. But, you know, and that's on film. You can watch on YouTube. But it's not okay for a Christian leader to have faith in Jesus Christ. So it is very, very illogical. Obviously, you have to have standards for leadership. And we know it's illogical, but this is an all-out war on faith in Christ, and it's coming from the top.
Well, I think you're right. I think the chancellor, I think the provost there, the whole leadership of Vanderbilt. But it's going to take people like you now, who've got your children there at the school. You're an alumni of the school, and you've got to stand up. Everybody's got to stand up and say, this is ridiculous. You're right. It's an attack on Christians. It's the strongest groups on campus, the biggest religious groups on campus. It's no surprise and no shock. That's who the atheists go after. That's who the activists go after. That's who the ACLU goes after. Everybody else has got protections of religious freedom but us, and we can't let that happen. We have to take a stand wherever this occurs. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And when we're back, David French, senior counsel with the ACLJ, joining us again. He was on Jay Sekulow Live to break down the matter so you understand everything that's going on and what we're doing about it, what you can do about it. Call now, 877-989-2255.
A college campus should be a place where all students are accepted and their religious beliefs respected. Unfortunately, that's not how Vanderbilt University is treating a Christian student group. Vanderbilt has instituted a policy that requires religious student groups to accept leaders who may not share their faith or may even be opposed to their faith. The school is requiring Christian groups to be open even to atheist leadership. And what's worse, the school has outrageously compared these Christian groups to segregationists. The ACLJ is mobilized and is advising Christian student groups at Vanderbilt, concerned parents, and alumni. We need your voice in support of their religious liberty. It's time that Vanderbilt put a halt to this behavior and reverse this discriminatory policy immediately. Sign on to our petition for students' religious rights. Tell Vanderbilt University that discrimination against student groups is unacceptable. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on the Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth,
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Back to Jay Sekio Live. You know, we're talking about this issue, schools becoming closed to religion. Why are these universities attacking Christian student groups?
It's been called the Battle for Vanderbilt, involving the religious clubs on campus there at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee, and these new policies that have been put in place by the university officials. ACLJ has been involved, is involved. We've got a video up online at ACLJ.org of some of the students. They're talking about this issue. If you've just started seeing it in the news, know that we've been working on it for months. David French is a senior counsel with the ACLJ, is joining me now. And David, you've been working with groups on campus at Vanderbilt. Tell people to get them up to speed on what happened at Vanderbilt, this another kind of discrimination in the name of non-discrimination.
Yeah, this is a really unusual and bizarre story about a school's war on Christian student groups. It began almost a year ago when they told groups that had been recognized on campus for decades that they had to agree to open themselves up to non-Christian leadership or they wouldn't have a place on campus. These groups objected. Vanderbilt claimed publicly that they weren't doing anything new, just applying very old policies. They were caught in a lie. And the next thing you know, what initiated was a very national battle over a local school, because essentially what Vanderbilt, which is one of the leading universities in the country, is trying to do and has admitted they're trying to do is provide an example to other universities. They call themselves the tip of the spear to other universities as to how to implement this incredibly broad and nonsensical policy.
Why did they do this, David? What was the point here of picking this fight? Is this just something that you think these schools have been waiting to do with religious organizations on campus? Or, like as you said, they're trying to lead this charge nationally. Why now, and why this policy? I mean, who is this really supposed to be benefiting?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, the why now is they're kind of following along with about 60 other universities that have tried the same thing and have almost all failed. But what triggered this was allegedly a Christian student group had told a gay member that they couldn't lead or be a member of the group if they were going to continue, you know, in the gay lifestyle. And this caused Vanderbilt to lash out at every religious group on campus, not just the one that was implicated in this one issue, but every religious group on campus. And then publicly pointed back to that original incident as justification, and even has gone so far as to compare Christians to segregationists if they're wanting to maintain Christian leadership.
You know, listen to Joseph Williams, a former student body president, about how this ended up, the students there finding out about this. Listen to Bite One.
It was originally a non-discrimination policy that within the student handbook included within it protection for religious association. Out of nowhere, with no warning or no public statement, it was revealed that they eliminated the protection for freedom of religious association from the student handbook and decided that they were then going to start implementing a non-discrimination policy that they claimed was in place all along.
I listened to this one. Palmer Williams, a law student at Vanderbilt, who went to the town hall with the provost of Vanderbilt about this policy. Take a listen, Bite Six.
I actually asked the provost point blank at the town hall meeting that was held earlier this year, where is the common sense in this policy? How does this work? He rhetorically asked me, well, Palmer, do you bring faith into every aspect of your life? And I said yes, and he told me I was wrong.
I mean, David, right there, I mean, you got the school, it seems like, is just all over this issue in ways that they should not be at all. Now, it's a private university, but they get state funding. Lots of private universities do. Millions of dollars in state funding. So they're not really totally private in the sense that they don't take the state funding, don't take taxpayer dollars.
Well, let's put it this way. They take over $300 million in federal taxpayer funds, and almost $100 million in state funding. So this is an organization that has been really feeding at the taxpayer's trough. This is not happening in isolation. It was only about a year ago that Vanderbilt was requiring nursing students, applicants to a nursing program, to sign a pledge that they would participate in abortions. And then when they were caught on that, they lied, said that they didn't have any such policy while they quietly changed it. And then not a few months after that incident, this one comes up. There's a pattern here. And the sad thing is, this is a pattern that's being repeated around the country. Vanderbilt has become a symbol for a battle that's taking place nationwide. And it's an important symbol because it's a major university. It's in the middle of the Bible Belt. And the community around Vanderbilt is saying, we don't want you to essentially reject the very community in which you live.
What can be done here? Now, the state legislature is looking at it, David, because of Vanderbilt being a private school with the taxpayer funding, though, lots of tax dollars going to Vanderbilt. What can be done to right this wrong?
Well, there's a lot of things that can be done. Number one, we have the state legislature that's looking at this. Number two, public pressure matters. I mean, this is not some tiny little private school in the middle of nowhere. This is a Southeastern Conference school, a big university that relies on getting thousands of applicants every year, relies on alumni donations, relies on public goodwill. It has a huge medical facility. So putting pressure directly on Vanderbilt is something that could very well pay off. I mean, they depend on public goodwill in a large part to maintain their very existence and public standing.
You know, folks, I want you to get educated on this issue. See the video that we played some of the sound bites from at ACLJ.org. We've got a new blog. I just tweeted it out about the battle at Vanderbilt going national, people learning about this, understanding that this is not just at Vanderbilt, but other schools, 60 other schools around the country and universities looking at implementing or already have implemented similar policies. And David, now you've seen religious groups leaving campus. I mean, they're leaving campus and Vanderbilt is making them take out the name Vanderbilt from their title of their like Vanderbilt Christian Association, things like that. They're saying get rid of the title.
Well, yeah, that's right. So what's happened is we have, for the first time in all of these battles on campuses, a major student movement for religious liberty. And so we've had a dozen student groups refuse to comply with the requirement that they not consider faith for their leaders. And the university is getting so draconian in this that one group submitted a constitution that said leaders should have a record of leadership ability, commitment to the mission, and a faith in Jesus Christ. And Vanderbilt literally wrote back and said, you have to remove faith in Jesus Christ. So wow. You have grassroots student response to this. And Vanderbilt is holding, not just holding firm, they're going so far as to say and threaten that if the legislature steps in and makes them respect religious liberty, they've threatened to cut off serving poor patients in the Vanderbilt hospital. In other words, opting out of Medicaid in retaliation for being forced to protect religious liberty.
Wow. Wow. Folks, we want you to stand with these students who are fighting the campus religious organizations, now off-campus religious organizations as well, by calling 877-989-2255. Don't think for a moment just because Vanderbilt is private that, you know, remember, they get state funding, lots of taxpayer funding at the federal level, too. We need to take a stand here, to stand with the students there, but also to realize this is a problem sweeping the country right now. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Get educated about it at ACLJ.org. And David, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me, as always.
Folks, again, ACLJ.org. Get educated on the issue. Call now, 877-989-2255. You should watch very powerful video our ACLJ video team put together, production team put together, that has the students on campus. We played some of those sound bites earlier. You should see this for yourself to understand that these students, unlike any other place in the country, are taking a stand, as David said, for religious freedom. This isn't just a handful of students. This is a student body taking a stand. Call now, 877-989-2255, and go to ACLJ.org and watch that video. The battle for Vanderbilt goes national.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.